Okay. Carl, I think we're going to come back to order here in 10 seconds. So we're going to do PDC's budget real quick.
And then can we do the three second readings? And then I'll flip.
Okay, we're returning to order, and we're going to take item 520 because we have people queued up to do that, and that is the Portland Development Commission budget. So I'm convening the council as the Portland Development Commission Budget Committee. Gina, do we need to call the roll? Please do.
Fish?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Hales?
Here. Okay. Patrick, welcome.
Welcome.
All right. Let me see. Do I have a script for this? I probably do.
Yeah, we don't have much in the way of presentation. We handed out to you a memo.
There it is. Okay.
Updated memo.
Okay, I'm now calling a motion to consider the changes to the proposed budget as presented in the change memo and Exhibit A. So I'll make that motion to consider the changes to the proposed budget and the change memo and Exhibit A. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. PDC can now discuss the changes, including the change memo, if you want to.
Sure. Good morning, Mayor. Right. Commissioners, Tony Barnes, Budget Officer. The changes in the change memo include the changes that were approved in the city's budget this morning for general fund. Also, carryover of housing dollars, approximately $4 million that's identified in Exhibit A. The one change that is different from what was distributed on May 9th would be the reduction of the B Corps, but that was included with the spring bump of $75,000. With the city budget approval this morning.
I caught that change from this morning. Okay.
So it's included in the revised Exhibit A before you at this moment.
Okay. Do we need to amend the change memo, or that just is automatic because it's in our budget?
It's automatic for the document before you.
Okay. Right now. All right. Okay. Any questions for Tony or for the team about the memo? Are there any council proposed amendments? Okay. Hearing none. Anything further from our chair or our team? Thank you very much. Stand by in case we have questions. Is there any public testimony on the budget? Okay, come on up. Morning.
Good morning. My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. As far as on the carryover on housing dollars, I do agree with that. Another issue pertaining to the Development Commission is I have a real issue on the way Centennial Mills was handled. And I know you're going to try to cut me off, Mayor. I do not like to see a prominent developer such as Jordan Snitzer pushed to the side on a development deal. As you know, we had Bob Scanlon in here, John Russell, and other numerous developers that are well known through the city. That you could count on both your hands between all those people. And it's a very tight network. They have the ability to invest a tremendous amount of money in this city, and they have the ability to make phone calls and decide they want to invest a tremendous amount of money in other states. And if you negotiate deals and pick and choose and push them from one deal to do another deal, such as the United States Post Office, and you think that's your legacy, think again. You do not step on the toes of developers that have the ability in this city to bring in tremendous amount of money to invest in the city, or decide with their friends and other developers, no, we'll invest in California. No, we'll just invest in Seattle. No, we decided to invest in Arizona. You have to have discretion. And when you have developers standing up and saying, I don't feel I've been treated right on this deal, you better listen real close. You better listen real close and understand that what their decisions are to end up investing in this city affects everybody in this room, even down to the most vulnerable people, when they decide they want to make donations, when they decide, like Bob Scanlon, who has so much money, and if he wanted to donate to any foundation, he's right up there along Joe Weston and half these other developers. You better take them serious and understand, do not step on their toes. We had a past our mayor that stepped on some toes of developers, and let me tell you something. It was nothing to do with the recession on why their budget was a deficit. They decide where they want to place their money. Portland is looking very good at this time because of Mayor Hales, and you better understand that. Do not step on the toes of the developers. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome.
Good afternoon, almost. I'm Block U. Oh, no, I'm Charles Johnson. I think Block U is fully out of the inventory, but we're seeing some delay getting a health department headquarters on that property. The reason I mention it is because regardless of how fantabulous the PDC.us budget looks on paper, there's no denying that any time you go to visit Bud Clark Commons, we walk right past an empty city block. Some bizarre land banking. I don't know what the exact reason for that is, why the homeless people have to be out on the Springwater Corridor and pushed around by the police. I've never actually researched that particular block, but we generally know that vacant blocks get maintained by the PDC, the same PDC which in its budget is apparently doing some weird deal with the Oregon Department of Transportation to fence off and rent space under I-5 near the Eastside River Fire Station. So these are relatively small things in the overall scope of the PDC budget, but I hope in these last few months of your term as mayor and as you work with the transition team for Ted Wheeler, that will open up the discussion with a broader community, not just developers, as that Mr. Lightning has referred to, but to make sure that the city really feels that the Portland Development Commission is an engine for good policies and prosperity for all of us, not a land banking cash cow for a limited network of developers who some people feel may not put enough back into their community. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks very much.
Just so you know, Mr. Johnson, that vacant lot, my understanding is it's going to be needed for construction staging of the development of the health care facility. And then secondly, we did look at it for Right to Dream 2, and it's contaminated, so it's not suitable for people to be on it.
And they spray weird stuff on it sometimes. I've gone by there. So, but I hope that we'll look forward to, you know, finding a good project to go there, maybe something that's similarly co-financed, like the St. Francis development, there's something new going in the Pearl, which has a large number of units. And once we clean up that brown soil land, I'm sure we can get some subsidized housing in there, especially because we're going to pass a wonderful, huge housing bond this fall.
Thank you.
Commissioner Fritz, I'd be remiss if I didn't also thank a prior council for agreeing to change the design of Bud Clark Commons. It was originally to be a three-story suburban-style project on Block U. By turning it into an urban form shape and taking half the block, we actually created the half block that now can become the home for the county health department. And that was, I thought that was a wonderful decision, and it created value, and that's what's given us this opportunity before.
Okay, so now we need to take a vote on that motion to approve the budget adjustments in Exhibit A, the change memo.
Is this it? And then we do the final vote, or is this the vote?
That is, we're voting to approve the adjustments, and then we vote to approve the budget as amended.
Okay.
So this is a vote to approve the adjustments.
Vote.
This is the penultimate, your favorite word, vote. Gina, please.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye.
Hales?
Aye. And now a motion, please, to approve the budget as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
Fish?
A lot of hard work has brought us to this day, and I think what I would like to focus on is thanking Patrick Quinton for his service to the city. I asked Commissioner Saltzman how long you've been in this position. We think it's about 5 years. Are we in the right ballpark? 5 years, and you can be very proud of the work that has been accomplished under your watch. And what I would say, having served on this body now for over 7 years, I appreciate the openness you brought under your leadership
the regular meetings you've held with council, the willingness to engage issues and find common ground, and then the good partnership. I hope you feel great pride in your service and what you've accomplished. And I know we'll have another opportunity down the road to embarrass you and thank you, but at least for purpose of this vote, thank you. And Chair Kelly, thank you for agreeing at the mayor's request to chair the Portland Development Commission. You also have another two or three full-time jobs that you have in addition to this. So this is pure service, and you are not compensated, and yet you do a lot for our community. So thank you for your service. And this budget has a lot of things that I like in it, and obviously no budget is perfect. But I also want to acknowledge that we did make your job more difficult by bumping the TIF to 45 for affordable housing. And that had a domino effect in other priorities within the Bureau. When we made the change to take housing out and to focus on economic development, I think at the time it was the right call, and we ended up with two organizations that were stronger as a result. But the challenge that is we're going to have to embrace going forward is how to give the Portland Development Commission stable and sustainable funding going forward. And inevitably, I think that's going to mean a different model because we're not going to be able to rely on TIF in the way we have in the past. And I look forward to working with a future council and crafting a new vision for the Portland Development Commission that inevitably requires it to be more entrepreneurial. And I, for one, would like to see some of the properties that the city manages be turned over to Portland Development Commission to become asset generators to provide a base of funding for the good work you do. But to everyone who participated in this budget and brought us to this moment, thank you, and a special thank you to Patrick.
Saltzman.
Well, I'd like to also recognize Patrick Quinton for his tenure as executive director. He's done a great job, and really to the board of the PDC with Chair Kelly and the other board members for all the hard work that they put into this budget and to being PDC commissioners. It's a lot of work, a lot of hearings. As Commissioner Fish said, there's no compensation for that. But you are our economic engine, and you have definitely served this city well. I feel the city is as good a position as it's ever been in terms of the economy, job creation, and these are things that we can never take our eyes off of. We got to keep our eyes on that ball all the time, and that's what I count in part on the PDC to be doing. So thank you very much for the job you do. Aye.
Novick.
Thank you, Patrick. Thank you, Chair Kelly. Aye.
Fritz.
So I'm reminded of the comments Mayor Hales made regarding the lack of drama in the utilities budget thanks to Commissioner Fisher's wise stewardship. And there was a time when Portland Development Commission budget hearings and pretty much every PDC hearing was filled with people very upset, and here we are, and they're not. So thank you, Patrick Quinton, for your leadership, Tom Kelly for your chairing of the board, Scott Andrews for his previous good work. You know, that since I've been on the council, we have moved and made good decisions, and the prosperity of the city is one of the outcomes of those good decisions. So they don't just happen. They happen because you have a strategic plan and because you implement it very carefully. Thanks to Kimberly Schneider for her work as well, and glad that you're going to be continuing with the commission. And thank you, Mayor Hales, for your leadership. Aye.
Hales?
Well, for PDC to be an effective community resource, there needs to be excellent volunteer leadership. And again, Tom, thank you and board members, and we'll soon be bringing forward a new board member to replace one who's unfortunately leaving us, who's done a great job. But we have to have a very small board, five people who do a great job of representing the whole city in all its diversity on in the leadership. And we that has to work, and it is working. So thank you, Tom. Second thing that has to work is we have to have an executive director who can lead the organization and get things done. And you have. I mentioned a couple earlier. Couple of others that I'm really proud of in terms of your work. Not easy stuff. You had to downsize this organization. No executive likes doing that. You led us through with my support, particularly a right-sizing of our urban renewal areas, where they are, what they do, and how much they take from the flow of tax revenues versus going to general government. And this council approved that big reform, and you helped us get through that in a very thoughtful way. And then a strategic plan that's now the direction for the agency that moves us from just building the city and creating jobs, good things, to building the city, creating jobs, and sharing prosperity. and now has those three pillars undergirding the work. And, you know, we think of Patrick, I'll tease you a little bit, as, you know, this very dignified executive, but I've seen him get very passionate in public about the subject of equity, talking to the community about the past wrongs that PDC has committed and how committed the agency is now to working with the community in partnership, and he means it. And that's one of the things that we'll miss, not having you at the helm at PDC. And then finally, we have to have good staff behind Patrick and Tony, you and others, and PDC have done great work on this budget and in getting through all those difficult challenges. So I'm really proud of the work that we've done together. And Patrick, thank you. Again, thank you, because you've done well. And I know you'll do well in the future, but you've done well for Portland. Aye. Thank you all. Okay, let's move to our I have to close the PDC Budget Committee and reconvene as the City Council.